Always answering letters. I always answer letters. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I always answer letters. People send me emails, they send me letters, they send me all sorts of things, and they say, Herb, when are you going to answer that? When are you going to answer that? And I say, oh my, as soon as I get it, I'll answer it. And they say, well, I sent it a long time ago. I sent it here. Well, perhaps my email is down. If I don't answer your letter within a reasonable time, a week or two at most, write me again. Call me. Ask me if I got the letter, because perhaps I hadn't gotten it. Perhaps the email didn't come through. Maybe my email machine was down. And that happens quite often, that if things go into the wrong box on the email and they get locked up there. And you know, we have such a protective world that we live in, that they build firewalls around everything and they want to protect your email and keep you from having garbage coming in, keep you from having spam, and keep you from having people breaking into your email and breaking into your program, trying to sell you things, like the telemarketing. Little by little, they'll get rid of this people doing these things too, so that the email can be straight across email as you wish it. But sometimes that doesn't happen, and that's okay. Nothing happens by chance. Remember that now. Nothing happens by chance. If your letter doesn't get answered, perhaps it's time that you send me a copy, or call me, or email me, or do whatever, and make sure that you get through. You know, they have on their email, was the email received? And that's a good one. And was it opened? That's sort of interesting, too. But perhaps that's a good way to do it. Was the email received? And I might put that on mine. I haven't done that for a long time. But a lot of people, they ask me, Herb, you're not answering my questions. You're not answering my letter. And I say, I'm not getting your letter. And when I'm getting the letter, I answer it almost immediately. If it's an email, it goes out that same moment it comes in, because I don't want it hanging around on my email list, because I might forget to answer it. So I answer it right away. And I send out the answer in a very positive, joyful, fantastic manner, and it is done. You see, if anyone really wants to reach me, they can. It's interesting. I'm getting ready to leave the house here to go up to the monastery to have breakfast or lunch, and the phone rings. Someone catches me. Now, I answer it, and they say, Herb, we've got to talk to you a minute. Okay. And now, somebody else calls. Herb, I tried to call you. You did not try to call me. If you tried to call me, you would have reached me. Because anyone who really wants to reach anyone, when they dial, the other person is there to receive it. That's why they are thinking they should call the person at that moment. And when you write me a letter, you want an answer, if you do. Or maybe you don't. I received a letter email last night, and it was from one of my people, and very lovely person, and she says the happiness has gone out of her life for some reason, and she doesn't know why. And I gave her the suggestion, happiness may have gone out of your life, happiness goes out of my life, when I am chasing something. When I'm not being myself and having fun, when I'm living up to someone else's expectations. But when I'm being myself and having fun, when I'm living up to my own expectation, my life is happy as can be. Now, this person surely will read those remarks and perhaps think, oh, you just don't understand. As they said in their letter, don't tell me I shouldn't be sorry for myself. I don't want you to not be sorry for yourself or be sorry for yourself. All I want you to do is to be yourself and have fun if this is what you'd like to do. Because if that's what you'd like to do, then you will have happiness and joy and harmony in your life. You see, I always answer letters. I always get on top of these things right away. And today is the birthday of our lovely Gertrude Suter over in Switzerland. And she has been with us as our European director for our University of Healing offices there for, 20-some years or better, and has been just a marvelous being in the organization. I would say, she goes back to 76 or 77, 78, right in there. What a wonderful long-term person. Now, what does she do? Every time she sends me a note, every time she sends me a letter, it comes through. There were a couple that didn't come through, but she really didn't want them to come through. She didn't want them to come through because they were not saying things always as positive as she'd like. And then the moment that she was thinking positive again, she'd write and say, "Did you get my note?" And I didn't get the not positive note, but I got a positive note. This is how it always happens for everyone. If you want to get through to me, you can, and I will answer your letters and your email and your telephone calls. But if you don't want to get through to me, you won't. I can just have stepped out of the door to go up to breakfast or lunch or supper. I could just have gone out to take Rex for a walk on the path. I could be with Rex on the path, and you call just at that moment. But anyone who really wants to reach me, anyone who really wants to reach anyone else, when they put that cause in motion, that other person is there, standing by virtually, waiting to receive the information that is being sent to them. I always answer prayers. I always answer letters. I always answer emails. I'm always there. Call me. I'm on your team because I love you. I love you. I love you.